the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house, and right now times are tough, but we're getting through it.
Yeah, Bubba, we are getting through it, and everybody's working together to get through it, doing their social distancing and staying at home. But you know what? At Tucker Pecan, we're still down there. We're not open to the public, but you can call or text us at 334-224-9181. Somebody's there all day long, and they will be happy to get you a gift basket together. Pecans, candies, just a little gift. We'll wrap it. We'll do curbside service, or we can ship anywhere in the continental United States. Like I said, call us at 334-224-9181. Email us at sales@tuckerpecan.com, and we will be happy to take care of your order, and that way you can social distance, stay at home, and we'll do the rest for you.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Shopping local has never been more important. Small businesses right here in our community are depending on me and you now more than ever. Pig Enterprises has invested into and supported our local community because we believe in the people that make it the best place to live and work. We are your friends and neighbors. We have a vested interest in seeing you, your family, and our community soar. We humbly ask you in this time of social distancing to consider keeping your dollars local with people just like you. Big nationwide companies have been touting vehicle buying completely online. Pig Enterprises offers the same online vehicle purchase experience, and your hard-earned money will stay right here in your community. Shop our inventory online at piggent.com. Select your vehicle, apply for financing, and we can deliver the vehicle right to your driveway. Call us today, 491-7444, or visit us online at piggent.com. Come to Pig Enterprises, or we'll come to you and get a squeal of a deal.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got rain returning to our forecast for the next few days. The best chance would be today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms just about any time, but becoming more likely, especially during the afternoon hours. High today in the low 80s. Some spotty thunder showers left over tonight. Overnight low 66. Then we'll be in the mid 80s tomorrow and probably Thursday as well. There's a risk of some spotty thunder showers around both days. Friday will be much cooler. Chance of a shower, high 71. And the Easter weekend forecast is still very much up in the air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, here we are, day 439 of quarantine, which means that I ain't even put on pants in like 439 days. Anyway, I've been doing the phone calls through that Zoom, though, so I've been getting dressed from the waist up for that. They got everything on that Zoom. I went to church on that Zoom. I met with my probation officer on that Zoom. I even went on a date on that Zoom. Now, I'm not too sure how that went, though, because I had a little too much to drink, and the last thing I remember was fighting with my date about if pork rinds were keto. And then the next thing I know, I'm waking up face down on the keyboard and wondering, where in the heck is my top? Tonight, I'm going to my first ever bingo game on that Zoom, and I am feeling lucky. You see, anytime I've ever played bingo without pants on, I've won. So I got my bingo card, my lucky dauber, and my bare thighs, and I am ready to Zoom on over to hit the jackpot.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast. By the way, pork rinds are keto. I'm trying to remember who told me that.
Good fun.
That's right. She did. We'll talk to her later. David Blackman joining us. It's Greg and Rosie at 307 with light rain moving in.
And here they are.
Oh, Jed.
Please clap.
Oh, I forgot to put the applause on for the clap. Can you clap one more time? And is there really anything hokier than radio applause? All right, what's going on with the market today? Big tease, big start to the day. Where did it finish? Down? How could that possibly happen? Only 26 points.
Yeah.
It was up 900. It was pushing 1,000 again earlier today. So, who got spooked?
I don't know.
You know, we have Fox News on in the studio. Worldwide death toll, 79,000. Will you stop with the numbers? The numbers are a joke. They're a joke. Already, the same people that told us that 2.2 million Americans could die, another one of little impish Dr. Fauci's favorites, the IMHE or whatever the hell it is, you know, 200,000, you know, with all that's been done, they keep revising that number lower and lower. And I predicted, you know, that then it went from 2.2 million to 200,000. Now they're saying 100 or less. And I've been predicting that from day one. Because there's something about this whole coronavirus thing that stinks to high heaven. China's a big part of it. And, of course, the rage mob media, for whom no matter what this president does, it's wrong. David Blackman wrote a funny blog. I'll save that till we talk to him at 3:35. Otherwise, today has been kind of a meditative day for me.
Good.
There's always things that give it, because 2 years ago today, I was getting my suit ready and putting it on for my daughter's wedding. A year ago, it was a day we were dreading, just come and go. April 7th, please come and go. And today, my daughter is taking this very seriously. Somebody that works at the zoo got diagnosed with it. But it's not somebody she's had contact with. And essential personnel at the zoo who have to be at the zoo are obviously those who care for the animals. And it's so funny because a year ago it would be easy to understand, well, yeah, he's got somebody, and they seem to be happy, and here I am. I'm a divorcee at age 29, which I did not expect to be. And
a beautiful divorcee.
It's funny, because the new guy just spoils her. He just...
And she deserves it.
Well, what's funny is that you know how it is in a place of business, things get around. So from a year ago, now it's a situation where, I mean, he actually went to her ex and said, because I don't want you to find out this through gossip, I plan on dating Janelle. And then he's been really wide open about how he feels about her setting up surprises. I mean, stuff that he never, and it's not about stuff, and it's not about, it's thoughtfulness.
Yeah, well, it makes you feel appreciated and valued.
The highest compliment I can give this guy is that he reminds me of me when I'm sober. Seriously, he's a...
High praise indeed.
He's just always... It's great. He's like one of these guys that's looking for the next way to do something special. And nobody's ever really... You know, she's always dated guys that are peers, and he's older. She's dating a man now. He's had a chance to build a life so he can maybe do a little bit more. But it's really never been about money and that type of thing. But money does facilitate a certain level of thoughtfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going out with your peers, you're all in the process of building something. You know, it takes a while to get over that hump to the next tier of earning a living and all that kind of stuff. And it never mattered to me. As long as he treated her right and they had so many common interests, there wasn't a person at that wedding 2 years ago today that would have thought a year later it's going to be over.
Yeah.
Not one. So now I never look back at the event and everything we put into it with regret, because same circumstances, I'm going to do exactly the same thing. So that would be a complete waste of... That was the first thing I told her when she was so upset. The night she called to tell me he was leaving, she was feeling far worse about the money her mom and I had spent than him being gone. Because, good. If this is who you are, see you later. She felt worse for us than for herself. And I said, stop.
Yeah.
That's just crazy thinking. And all the great things that have happened, you know, in the middle of that emotional trauma, you know, getting the dream gig at the zoo and buying her own place, her first place, and I just want to thank everybody listening, because you support a radio station and you've made it possible for me to help her with all of this stuff and move on. You all have had a major role in the healing, and I am so grateful. I wanted to, the Cronins,
mm-hmm.
and it's either Paul or Karen from the Carolinas, sent me a cool thing. Oh, God, I can't bring it up on what, Chrome? Oh, it's coming. The day is coming.
It is.
I'm going to rip the cords out of the wall.
No,
I'm
going to
drag the computer down the stairs just like that. I'm going to drag it out the back of the building, down the cement. Then I'm going to pull the cord till it's taut, and I'm going to start spinning in circles until the cord is fully stretched, and I'm going to release this beast that's been making me crazy for 15 years and send it to its doom.
When you get your new computer, you won't even give that one a thought, Greg. You will be so enamored with your new technology that you won't even think about that computer
again. Well, this is a work need, not a bucket list item. I need it now. I needed it. There's so much stuff that I would love to play, but I can't because it won't play.
Well, in the meantime,
some other tab open and it needs a bigger sound card or some other.
In the meantime, we do what we can with what we have for as long as we need to.
Let's talk about Representative Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah.
He is the focus of this article, encouraging Americans to reflect on American spirit to remain resilient. He's talking to our listeners here because they are a resilient bunch. A lot of people struggling financially right now because so many businesses have had to cut back hours just on the way here, man. Places that, you know, the movie theater, restaurants, empty parking lots, not getting ready for a dinner crowd. This has got to end soon. So I hope the governor, instead of thinking about extending the current situation, is thinking of ways that we can reopen. you know, protocols that we can follow that will make sure we don't have a second wave of this thing. Anyway, Dan Crenshaw appeared on Fox and Friends this morning and addressed those feelings and how to rise above them. After being asked by co-host Brian Kilmeade if his service in the military prepared him for situations like what America's facing now, he noted, it's really all a matter of perspective and understanding your situation and how bad others around you may have it. That's so true. Because I know there are folks, I mean, just by recent stats, we're still a paycheck-to-paycheck society. About half of us are. I ain't rich. But one of the things that you learn when you really get sober is, okay, before I hold this big pity party in my honor, how's the other guy doing? You know, it's about getting out of yourself and thinking of others. Calling the strategy a bit of a mental game, Crenshaw emphasized that doing so would perhaps provide some gratitude. From that gratitude, he stated, comes hope and perseverance. And he goes on to say, you know, in dealing with this, he says, maybe that's about supporting your local business. Maybe that's making sure that you wash your hands and cover your face anytime you're in public or interacting with others. I stopped at a store on the way in, a couple of them actually. I had to get Janelle's Easter gift in the mail today. And everybody was friendly, but keeping their distance. It was, nobody was, you know, like recoiling in horror. It was a very natural, sort of like bumper cars. You know, one goes this way. Nobody had to be there with a tape measure to enforce it. And everybody managed to be friendly and warm. It was great. And it's a local business. And this is truly those who can. This is what we need to do. And sometimes it's doing it even when you're a little nervous that makes it even more important. You know, it's like Baumhauer's. They've got the, they spent some money with this crisis to install a new online ordering system on their website, Baumhauer's.com. Makes it so easy. And the prices that they have are, it's very pocketbook friendly. Same great food, comfort food, great price. And you can tell them what time you'd like to pick it up. And they really, I was impressed considering it was only the first or second day they were working with this, how well it worked. Anytime something new happens, you kind of have to allow that there may be a hiccup here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't. And everybody at the house had a great meal. Friend was over. And I felt good. I'm not worried that it's the people that are still there, like the folks that brought the bag. Yeah, yes, you tip. Because they're sweating through this just like the rest of us. And I finally have learned to have some faith. And you just got to know that God's got this. He's got this.
And it's easier to do when you can look back on what I call stones of remembrance and see how you've been through situations that you never thought you could get through and all that he's done.
Oh, man, I look back at the stuff I had to do to get where I'm at today, and I never want to do it again.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I did it the first time, but I just closed my eyes and listened for the next direction. From God, not from an agent or a program director or anybody else.
Right.
And that meant a lot of hot summer afternoons waiting at bus stops because I needed to take care of my kid more than I needed to have a car or a driver's license. I could have done it much sooner, but you learn to prioritize. And when you do that, yeah, it's not fun. It's uncomfortable. But you feel better at the end of the day because you did the right thing. And when you repeat that, when you do the right thing as often as you can, it makes a big difference.
And you learn the worth of something. So you learn to value the important things more highly than you might have
before.
Well,
everybody used to say, you can always replace stuff. but this is my stomach. You can always replace stuff. And you know what I learned? You can always replace stuff.
Yeah.
One of the ways you can get some help during, if you're going through a tight time and you're worried, is to look into refinancing your house because mortgage interest rates are incredibly low. And when you're in the process of a refi, nobody's going to bother you. Worth a call, certainly, to Morris Capuano at 409-9300. People are still buying houses, and that part of life is still going on. But you may be able to not only get some temporary relief if things are tight, but lower your payment in the process. Morris Capuano has done this for thousands of people over his amazing career. He is the perfect person for a first-time homebuyer. And by the way, in his partnership with Renaissance Bank, has opened up a whole slew of new programs to help people who may have at least thought their way out of the home buying process. See what he can do for you. Call him at 409-9300. That's Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank. Their NMLS number is 402669. They are an equal housing lender. It's 323.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at mystark.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, you get $200 when you refinance your auto loan from another lender with us, so you can execute your own missions, like Operation...
Redo the upholstery in the minivan. Yeah, get some leather in there.
Or Operation...
Maybe I'll just get it detailed. Oh, and some air fresheners. New car smell.
Refinance another lender's auto loan with Navy Federal and get $200. Start saving at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcast. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Sitting in this chair, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere. Can't go to movies, breweries, parties, horse races, ball games, arcades, parades, no vacation, shopping malls, pub crawls, pool halls, gas stations, barbers, butchers, doctors, graduations, bowling, mini golf, axe throwing, roller skating, sitting here doing social isolation. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go cut my hair, man. At these four walls I stare, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere.
Interesting moment on the drive to the radio station today at a stop at Adams Drugs, which as always had to. I love stopping there. Those are my friends. But on the way back to the radio station, I made an interesting observation at Carmichael and Eastern Boulevard. I was stopped waiting for the light to change, and I was looking at the traffic going northbound on Eastern Boulevard. And here's what I saw. Not nearly as many vehicles. I've been in that same spot 100 times in my years in town here. That used to be my route to work. And the time I sat there, I counted more lawn trucks or business-specific vehicles than I did cars. And this is at about 2:40 in the afternoon. So I think people are doing what they've been asked, which is go when you need to go, when you need medicine or food or
doctor's visits.
Get your car, whatever it is. And Don Duncan has reinvented the wheel there with his touchless tune-up. Yeah, seriously, all three locations, they've done this now. And they will just leave your key, and they'll take care of business. You pay with a credit card over the phone, and they sanitize the key and leave it for you. How easy could it be? Some of the ingenuity from our local businesses has been just breathtaking and good form. Because the easy thing to do is say, God, give up. Don't. And we got to help them. And now, a minute with Randall.
Hey, before I get to the main reason, I guess.
Better get to it fast because David Blackman's coming on.
Yeah, you plan so much, man. I don't ever know when to call. But you always say something about food outlet. They can throw and start taking pictures again. I see so many mamas upset that they ain't getting spring pictures took. And they saying you can go back, you know, like the photographer.
The mother's getting upset because what?
They can't get, like, the spring pictures took. Like, these photographers who go to these sunflower fields and stuff, they're saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because that's not essential, and they don't want a $500 fine. But they may be going behind. So I'm saying, like, they like Walmart used to do. Let this old picture for this.
Yeah.
But, man, I want to say, like, Adams, this thing, if they had an 18-wheeler and they drove around to different subdivisions, and they gave you a you know what I mean, checked you out, gave you a medicine, it was, man, back to that hometown feeling, you know, had a little area. But they also have a 118-wheeler that had, you know, four operating rooms in them. And, you know, you just, because they could stay so clean, so sanitary, there wouldn't be no reason. Man, we could go so far with this, Greg. And then I want to say, Deb, she just retired from Adams Drugs. That was my woman. That was my pharmacist after my other man retired. And Rosie, today is our 2-year anniversary from when I accidentally touched something I shouldn't have when I gave you a hug. Because I got to remember that art. Somebody drew a picture of me and you the week later at Baumhauer. So tonight, on the 7th, and we're at Baumhauer. This is on Wednesday night, though, even though it's cheesy. I can't believe it. And Greg, when you get your new computer, are you going to go ahead and be, like, ahead of the game? Are you already playing with their app and how you download stuff, move stuff around on new computer? I don't want a new computer to get there and then you get mad every evening because, you know what I mean, you lose something.
I lose my edge, right?
If you could, you know what I mean, if you go ahead and start playing with whatever computer you get, talk to the people who own it, the company, and said they got an app you can play around with, like you can load stuff, move stuff around. Man, you could be the leader of this delivery.
Well, there's something seriously wrong with a computer that tells me that I cannot bring the Rich Thomas Weather Network up on Chrome. I got to run because David Blackman is ready to join us in a minute. It's 3:30. Rain moving into the area. It's light for the moment, but there are some showers and thunderstorms out to the west. And we'll make sure that before all is said and done,
you're going to be scared right out of your pants.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident 4500 block of Atlanta Highway that's going to be out past the Publix at Del Rayta as you head towards Eastdale near Edgemont Baptist Church. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Minor accident. Hopefully they've got that one already out of the way, but be cautious. A lot of congestion East South Boulevard from Narrow Lane Road all the way past Baptist up to the Troy Highway. Southwest Boulevard very busy this afternoon from I-65 to South Court Street, and we got some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard with Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. Also, Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson very busy outbound this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family families' lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
This is Chance Inman, President and COO of Janie King Gulf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, you get $200 when you refinance your auto loan from another lender with us, so you can execute your own missions, like Operation...
Redo the upholstery in the minivan. Yeah, get some leather in there.
Or Operation...
Maybe I'll just get it detailed. Oh, and some air fresheners. Ah, new car smell.
Refinance another lender's auto loan with Navy Federal and get $200. Start saving at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama has marked another milestone in the coronavirus outbreak. There are now more than 2,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 39 people have died from the virus.
How many recovered?
More deaths are currently under investigation. The United States Postal Service confirmed a Montgomery postal worker died Sunday of the virus. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties have confirmed coronavirus cases. The association is reporting major delays in testing at many facilities. Alabama is now looking for volunteer medical workers to help fight the coronavirus. A new program called Alabama Ready Op is calling all healthcare professionals who are recently retired, part-time, or medical students to be prepared to volunteer if needed. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to keep the mention of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, even into the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66, so it's going to be very mild. Tomorrow and Thursday will be up in the middle 80s. There's a risk of some spotty thunderstorms around both days. Not a lot, and some towns will get skipped. Then on Friday, a much cooler day. Chance of a shower. High temperature up to about 71. Right now, there are still big question marks about the Easter weekend forecast. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, sportsfans, your favorite athletes are back, like LeBron James and Steph Curry.
The NBA is playing games?
No, but they might be playing each other in a remote game of horse.
Oh.
And get ready for your favorite NHL players to be back in action.
You mean playing hockey?
Nope, they've replaced the blue line with lines drawn in chalk on their driveways for an all-out hopscotch battle.
Will they be wearing rollerblades or something?
Or how about the MLB's biggest sluggers going head-to-head in a home run derby?
Oh, that could be cool.
Using wiffle balls.
What?
In their backyard.
Huh?
With their kids pitching.
Really?
Yes, because pro athletes need to stay in shape, and you need something to watch on television.
I think I'd rather watch the Tiger King for the fourth time.
Yeah, me too.
Joining us now from somewhere in Texas. Excuse me, and that's not COVID-related coughing. From somewhere in Texas, our first stop in the Daily Commutes of the Truth from dbdailyupdate.com, we welcome David Blackman.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of our weekend effort here, too. I was just listening to the local news, and we're hearing these horrible, I mean, 2,000 cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed in Alabama. Well, we started counting 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago yesterday. I'm looking at the Alabama COVID-19 data and surveillance dashboard. God, that sounds like creepy. Data and surveillance dashboard. And I don't see any numbers here on the number of people recovered.
It's funny, you know, they're keeping all these statistics, you know, all these detailed statistics of all the deaths and the infections, and it's not just Alabama, it's nationwide, but for some reason we can't seem to get a good handle on the actual people who have recovered from this thing. Isn't that odd?
Now, we've tested in this state 14,765. That means that many people had symptoms that warranted a test, okay?
Right.
Confirmed cases, 2,152. I believe that's 1 out of 7 actually had it. The others had symptoms for some other problem that hopefully was treated. That's not an enormous percentage of people who are sick with something that are turning up with this. And in our immediate area here, the count is still under 100 after 3 weeks. One county that contains the magnificent, the preferred community of Prattville, they got 12 since they started counting. And that number is really unchanged over the last few days.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, in Texas, we still have over 90 counties who haven't had a single case.
Wow.
You know, and so it's an isolated thing. It's in these big cities for the most part. It's and honestly, it's in a handful of big cities when you really look at it on a granular level. Yeah, remember Washington State was the first state that was called the epicenter of this thing.
Yes.
Because they had one nursing home where 35 or 40 people became infected, and many of them unfortunately died.
Yeah.
But the city of Seattle has not been a hotspot. Frankly, Washington never gets mentioned anymore, right?
Yeah.
And even California, which has, you know, the second largest city in the country, and San Francisco and San Diego, you know, all these major metropolitan areas, has really not been a big problem. But it's New York City and it's New Jersey, and then it's the rest of the country. And that has a lot to do with urban density. It has a lot to do with all these folks traveling the subways and the buses, the close quarters together while this thing was spreading, and the mayor being too stupid to ask them to stop doing that. And then, I mean, you know, and so unfortunately, it's a very sad situation in New York City and New Jersey. But here in Dallas, for example, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers came in and built a 900-bed hospital in the convention center in downtown Dallas for all the overflow patients. And that thing has sat there unused now, and it will likely never be used, never see a single patient.
Who do we thank for that? Do we thank Dr. Fauci? His daily TV show is beginning to be annoying. The IMHE numbers continually. That's the one that started this whole pandemic panic.
It's that model,
And all they've done is revise those numbers down, down, down. So you've got an Army Corps of Engineer facility that is basically unused.
Yes, and the Javits Center, the 1,700 hospital bed Javits Center Hospital in New York City, has seen a grand total of 40 patients.
Wow. Okay?
And is not likely to ever see more than a few hundred people in total.
And the hospital ship.
Yeah, 40 people between the two of them so far.
Wow.
It's just a horrible overreaction. But I guess better to overreact than underreact.
Yes, of course. But I would expect the media to be applauding the president for the actions he's taken. I knew that would get a laugh. And it's only fair because you made me laugh today. I got to tell you quickly. David, oftentimes, in addition to providing a video clip that's at the centerpiece of a column, will provide a transcript. So I'm reading, and I got total sucked in, transcript of Joe Biden's conversation with President Trump. And it starts out, and I'm, Mark Meadows, and Joe gets on the line. The first thing he says to the president is, "How's Mamie?"
Oh, I think that's sad.
I thought that was hysterical.
But you know, it's only funny because it could be true, right?
Yeah. Almost everything that's funny has some basis in truth, yes. On the other hand, I don't find it very entertaining. Last week, I did my lousy Walter Cronkite impersonation when we brought you on. And, you know, the shame, the disgrace that CBS News had used footage from an Italian hospital and then claimed this is what's going on in New York, which is beyond disgraceful. And now they've done it again in last week with the video of this hysterical nurse who quit her job and, being asked to work without a face mask and put it on as if it were news. And, of course, once it's on, you can retract or apologize. But the fact is stuff like that gets out. And then it becomes, you should have seen the nurse I saw on TV. And this is long after the retraction or the admission that it was an error. And yet here
their retraction wasn't really a retraction. The retraction said that she exaggerated her situation.
Oh.
Well, no, she's a fraud. She doesn't have a situation. Her situation is she's got an Instagram account. She wanted to get some attention, and she made it all up.
And she got a whole network's worth of it. Isn't that, how do you fight
insanity.
That?
Well, you can't. And this thing yesterday with the White House Correspondents Association, Jonathan Carl, bringing this communist Chinese propagandist into the White House briefing room to ask a question of the President of the United States. I mean, if this was 1943, they'd be bringing in Joseph Goebbels.
Really?
To question the President. You know, I mean, this is despicable. It is absolutely anti-American behavior that these reporters are engaging in, and it's not just a few of them. It's every one of these corporate media outlets that has financial ties to China. And I'm sorry, I'm getting angry about this and going off. But this is...
That's what the show is for.
If we can't find a way, these media operations are destroying our society. They're tearing us apart as a society. And if our country and our courts cannot find a way to hold these corporations accountable for the damage they're doing to our country, then we are well and truly doomed as a nation.
Actually, we're just kind of getting started here. Can you give us a quick break here, and then we'll be back?
Yeah, I'll calm down.
Hang on. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, is our guest at 3:45.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth, and out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired.
She was playing to the crowd with a silly southern drawl, but she works up in New York and that ain't really south at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Ugh. Rejoining us now.
That is so awesome.
Isn't it great? I figured we should bring back one of the classics for our rejoin. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, is our guest. And I just got a story. I will go deeper into it next hour. New York hospitals discharge more coronavirus patients than they bring in for the fourth straight day.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
That's
how come I'm not seeing that all over Neil Cavuto's puss right now?
Yeah, you won't see it on CNN or Fox or any of the networks. But, yeah, and that's the good news. The bad news is, of course, that the rate of fatalities appears to be spiking today, and that's not surprising in all of this. When you look at these statistical models, the rates of infections and hospitalizations that were spiking up last week and week before last are the leading indicators. And then because this virus takes a week to 2 weeks to actually run its course, the number of deaths ends up being a lagging indicator. And so as the number of people in hospitals is falling, unfortunately and very sadly, the number of people who are actually passing away from this thing is going to keep rising this week and possibly even into next week. So it really is sad. But
the president gets credit for being honest about it. He said the next week or two are going to be very, very tough. I like the Surgeon General, but I don't buy the 9/11 Pearl Harbor metaphor.
Yeah.
Those were sneak attacks. This may have been, who knows? I mean, I don't know that we're ever going to know the truth about how this got started.
Yeah.
We do know where it came from.
We do know where it came from, and anyone who denies that is either a corporate media outlet or just an ignoramus. At this point,
and willfully
just denying reality, and willfully so, because the proof is overwhelming that it originated in China. It most likely came out of the virology lab that is adjacent to the wet market there in Wuhan. And, you know, and then the Chinese government lied about it for 2 months while it spread all over the world. 20 to 30,000 Chinese citizens traveled every day to other parts of the world and spread it. And it's a tragedy. It's something that there has to be a major price paid by the Chinese for doing this.
Oh, and when he tries to extract it, the media will criticize him for that, too.
Yeah, you know, the good thing is there are ways for the president to do that quietly and behind the scenes without attracting a lot of attention, and I'm sure there will be a lot of that going on over the coming 6 months.
Am I misleading myself? It seemed to me when they first started reporting numbers on this, they were also including numbers that involve comorbidity issues. In other words...
Mm-hmm. I mean, we still are.
We need to maintain a hard quarantine for those who are far more likely to succumb to this thing if they have a pre-existing health condition.
Sure. I agree with that, yeah.
I've heard stories that hospitals are, if there's multiple CODs, that they're putting coronavirus as the cause of death.
Because, they are doing that and without even running a test.
Yeah, and because the government has promised to pay those bills.
Yep, and so it's a money thing now, and so that's the other side of this death rate that you're going to see increasing this week is a lot of that is inflated, you know, which is another very sad aspect of this is we don't, for money reasons, like the education system, for money reasons, we don't get honest reporting out of these hospitals, just like we don't get honest reporting out of our public schools.
Yes.
And, you know, and so it's the whole thing is just tragic. And we have got to, at the end of all this, there has to be house cleanings at the CDC, at the National Institutes for Health, which Dr. Fauci heads up. Which has failed. Both of those organizations have utterly and completely failed to adequately address
every
major viral infection that's come along in the last 40 years. And it's time to stop that madness with those groups of people. You know, I'm sure most of them are well-intentioned people, but they simply are not getting the job done. And what they've done in reaction to this virus is just been... we're going to be feeling the impacts of this for decades.
On the financial end.
On the financial end.
Now, yes. The president has very carefully indicated that he wants to start reopening the country.
Yes.
I think that needs to happen sooner than later. By the way, didn't you just die when you saw that photo of Governor Blackface in Virginia wearing a black mask?
Oh, my goodness. What a lack of self-awareness.
Unbelievable.
How dumb is that guy? It's just unreal.
That's exactly the same words Greg said yesterday.
I stole it from David.
It's astonishing. It's stunning that he's that clueless.
Really? It's mind-boggling to me. But he says Virginia is on lockdown through June.
Yeah.
We're reaching a point. Look, I've had people, I don't know about... If you've had this, it's happened to me. I'll wake up from a nap, and I'm not sure if it's the morning or the afternoon show I'm doing next. People from all walks of my life have said, geez, I'm not even sure what day of the week it is anymore. This has had a deep psychological impact on America.
Yeah.
And while there may be many good things that will come out of this in terms of hygienic practices and so forth, I do believe that we need to start moving judiciously forward wherever possible as soon as possible.
Yeah, and we had news today that four countries in Europe are already going down that road, beginning today.
Yes.
Already starting to reopen their societies. I think that you're going to see that even governors like Northam, once the advisories from the federal government begin to be scaled back, all these governors are going to be under peer pressure to not be the laggards here, because people are, even in Democratic states, you know, people do work in California and in Virginia, and people are anxious to get back to leading their normal lives. So if you have governors like Northam and like this idiot in Michigan, Whitmer, who take all these actions for purely political reasons to try to damage the president, if their people see them doing that in terms of delaying their ability to start leading their lives again, there will be political prices to pay. So I just think you'll see all these governors start rapidly falling into line. That having been said, I think, you know, we will see the president move to begin reopening the economy again next week, but it will be on a very gradual and careful basis, because the last thing he wants to be credibly accused of, is moving too fast and having people die as a result.
So, yeah, it's a real balancing act he's facing here. David, thanks as always for your time. We will be here Saturday if you feel like
shaking it. I'm calling in, man.
7:30 work for you?
You bet. I'll call at 7:30.
We will look forward to it. Thank you for your great work at TVDailyUpdate.com, and we just love chatting with you.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Take care.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. That's a good guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
But... And I know, okay, and some listener took me to task this week. You know, how could you be so mean to Joe Biden? Like they haven't been mean to Donald Trump. But the transcript of the Joe Biden, Donald Trump phone call, I got totally sucked into that. And as soon as I read, how's Mamie? And for those of you who are too young to know, Joe was asking how President Eisenhower's wife, Mamie, was doing. It was cleverly done. Hey, I heard you were on the phone with a caller, I guess, was asking some question, and Fitzpatrick Greenhouses came up.
Yes, she said she needed to get out there, and I said, oh, my gosh, you will absolutely love it.
You will, and it's not just getting out there and being, you know, in the middle of this explosion of color and supersized plants that are at super, super low prices. I mean, I forget the name of it. It was the one, very red, sort of small petals, and I can't remember the name. I know what the geraniums are.
Begonia?
Might have been. It was huge. This beautiful, all these red petals are exploding out of this brown pot, and I would have guessed $25 or $30 for a plant that large. It was 12. It's a cash check business. I need to let you know that up front. But the drive out there, it's just past mile marker 22 as you go east off Vaughan Road as it becomes 110. Just past mile marker 22. If you're going east, it'll be on your left. You can't miss it. And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The drive out there is therapeutic.